Even the name itself has a solidity and self-confidence to it. Michael Clayton. It's the name of a new film starring George Clooney in the titular role. The actor and writer, first-time director Tony Gilroy, know they're working with a script both oiled and serrated. Gilroy was so sure he had a winner and that nobody could play Michael Clayton but George Clooney that he was willing practically to stalk the actor to get him on board. That confidence in the material frees actor and director to lead with their chin. Clooney, underrated because he is as handsome as Cary Grant, does some of his most understated and nuanced work, and Gilroy, as a director, has made a legal thriller a couple notches above what Hollywood has made of the John Grisham books, for example. The film opens with a rapid-talking, half-incoherent voice ranting about the evils of big law firms and big corporations. It is the voice of Arthur Edens, played by Tom Wilkinson. Edens, we learn, was the architect of the entire defense of a company called U-North, which is being sued in a $3 billion class action suit. A brilliant litigator, Edens is also bipolar. He is cracked from the strain, ripping off his clothes in a deposition and running naked down the street. He's currently cooling it in a Milwaukee jail. Michael Clayton has been with the same law firm a dozen years, but has never risen in the ranks. This is by design. He's been groomed to operate below the radar. When one of the firm's star clients gets into a situation he can't handle, Clayton is sent in, empowered with all the firm's connections, to clean up the mess. When he goes to clean up Arthur Edens, a friend and mentor, Edens tells him, "We're not lawyers, we're janitors." It's clear from the fatigue in Clayton's shoulders and eyes that he believes this. Though he is divorced, no longer young, and practically broke from gambling, his profession has utterly sapped the energy to change his life. If there's one thing a person has while in a manic state, it's energy. It takes a brave actor to go toe-to-toe with Tom Wilkinson, who's like a grizzly bear when he turns on you. Clooney is up to it. Clayton and Edens have a series of fascinating duels. Edens, off his meds, is clearly insane at the moment. Clayton seems to be getting through to Edens enough that he knows it, too. "You better listen to me, because I don't see anybody else with a broom on the horizon. I'm it, Arthur." But Edens demands, "Is Clayton so sure that it's just the madness? I've spent 12% of my life defending the reputation of a deadly weed killer," he declaims with the fury of Moses on Mount Sinai. "Everything is radiant. I'm not losing this. I am Shiva, the god of death." Clayton says, "Let's get out of Milwaukee and we'll talk about it." But manic energy is infectious, and it starts a little flame in Michael Clayton that will soon become a conflagration. As good a film as Michael Clayton is, and it's very good indeed, an outstanding entertainment, Tony Gilroy is not yet at the level of the directors he is emulating, among them Sidney Pollack, who has a role in the film, lending the power, cynicism, and veiled menace that are his specialty. Other 70s icons Gilroy probably admires are Alan J. Pakula and especially Sidney Lumet. Gilroy has not made The Verdict, at least not yet. There's nothing wrong with where he puts the camera, but he doesn't work the space between angry men to bring out the tension. That said, as you watch this shrewd, assured entertainment, you may have to pinch yourself to remember that this is Gilroy's first time as a director. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.